The Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabunjo, empowering you for wealth.
Welcome to another exciting moment on air. I'm Abayomi Obabunjo. Please, let us cooperate, contributing our individual quotas to the development of this economy. How do I mean? I'm here contributing the little I can to the growth of those who would endeavor to connect to all that we do. It takes a lot of efforts. It takes a lot of time. I will go on a short break. Don't change this channel.
When we say we're committed to giving you more, here's what we mean. We mean going the extra mile to ensure you have the best customer experience. In fact, if you make an instant transfer and it fails, we will reverse it in one business day or refund 5 times the transaction fees. You get that? A reversal on failed instant transfers in one business day, or we will refund 5 times the transaction fees. Now, that's how committed we are to giving you more. Access, more than banking.
Welcome back. Please join me in welcoming Malam Garba Kurfi. Malam Garba Kurfi is the Managing Director, Chief Executive Officer, APT Securities and Funds Limited, a trading license holder of the NGX.
Yes.
Malam, for getting it right, what do you think you could give me?
You have got it right.
No, what quantity of access are you going to, for me, getting it right? If your child passes well, won't you reward the child?
We will.
And so what are you giving me? Say it so that next time if you do not give me, I will come back to say that you are in line.
I will give you all.
You see, Malam is playing games. All right, also please join me in welcoming Haruna Kebira. He's the Managing Director, Chief Executive Officer, Global View Capital Limited. Also, trading license holder of the NGX. Haruna. I'm not going to tell you to, because if Malam, that is the senior here, will not give me, I know that your own Ijebu will be more than
you. Know, you know when they keep the phone, you buy in suits.
When I'm bigger than the king. Okay, we move straight to business. Only 2 companies released their audit report to the market in the course of last week. The first was Access, the second Custodian Investment. And you know, last week we were here analyzing the possibilities in Access Bank PLC. Now the result is out. In turnover, 971.8 billion naira, growing by 27.09%. Profit after tax, growing by 51.13%. From 106 billion to 160 billion naira. Earnings per share grew from 2 naira 98 kobo to 4 naira 51 kobo. The price is still less than 10 naira. P/E ratio 2.17. Earnings yield 45.99%, approximately 46%. Profit margin 16.49%. Haruna, by any standard, is a good result.
Sterling, it's a sterling performance.
Why did you people not push the price up when it was?
No, you know, let me tell you the reaction of the market. That was the first day reaction. And you know, like there was an expectation of the market from Access. It was believed that if they have grown so much, they can give out so much. But they have forgotten one thing. Like what we used to say, that they are in the quest for acquisition. And by doing that, they have to claw back, because I don't think that they have finished their acquisition quest. So they have to claw back. So because they can't go and borrow money from somewhere to further their quest for acquisition. So they have to claw back enough so that they begin to foray. And if you look at the effect of what they have done, that was what I pushed it to an any per share of 4.51 kobo. But that was the first reaction. Do you know that it actually came to 9.45 kobo on that trading day? But I knew that it's just a matter of time. With this kind of result, Access, we cannot stay at 9.45.
Malam, What's your opinion about this result?
I think it shows clearly that the differences are clear.
Access is now
number one.
The biggest bank by turnover.
Look, not by turnover, even by profit.
Market share.
Even by profit. So what we are telling the investors, please get it timely before it's too late. Now it's trading 11 than 10 naira. For a stock that have an earning of 4 naira 50 kobo, if you take the current price divided by 4 naira 50 kobo, it's just 2.2. And you are not buying. I begin to wonder, where are the investors? This stock paid us 55 kobo last year. It now moved to 70 kobo. Is it not an increase? The big one they are looking, then they have not do the same. Look at from 55 to 70 kobo. What is the rate? Now look at the profitability and look at the price. If there is any stock I will advise the investors to buy and hold, is Access Bank. Because it shows clearly there is the synergies in what they are doing. The acquisition is not for name, it's for a purpose, and it is clear. Now they have reached the level that others that have not followed the same route, they cannot match with them. And I tell you, in the next 2 years, you will not even compare Access Bank to any other Nigerian banks. Because with this rate, they are growing. The sky is their limit. My advice to the investors, take position now.
Madam, I still put this question to you. You said I should take position now.
Yes.
Is it for the short, medium, or long term?
For both. Because a stock that gives you 70 kobo now, by August it will give you a minimum of 30 kobo. That is 1 naira. And for the long term, when you look at the stock, all the bank compare them, none of them comparable to us. One is no longer a Nigerian bank. It is growing across Africa. And that's what we want. So you are not tied by the economy of a particular country. They go beyond that. Secondly, we want banks with ambition. Go back to 2000. Nobody even count Access Bank among the first 40 banks. Today they are number one. What else do you want? It's now left for the others to follow the suit, or they will remain leaking. Everybody knows the founders where they left. Can they be compared now? Of course they cannot. While the other is declined, this one is growing by 50%. It's not comparable. And it is a clear testimony that what they are doing is the right step. And for the other bank, it's not late. Follow the suit.
Let me ask Aruna this funny question, all right? Just watch me and Aruna. Aruna, there are two things that will happen, or three things that could happen to the price of the stock at any point in time. Yeah. Sometimes it is not even good performance that determines the price of stock. Sometimes the price of a stock, I mean, the performance of an equity can be so fantastic and the market discounts it. Let me ask you this question, number one. Let us assume that on Monday, I enter into Access Bank. And instead of the price moving up as I expect, the price diminishes. What do you think I should do?
Hold it, because you know why? You know, I will have said it at times that the market may not be looking at what you are looking at. Why is it like that? There are so many other results that are present in the market. By the time the market begins to look at the fantastic NEC of 45% and P ratio of less than
2.2.
You understand? So if you take position on Monday and then begin to just hold on, it's just a matter of time. It's what we call temporary disequilibrium. Which means that the market is not valuing it according to how it's supposed
to be. The second funny question, if the price now rises, shouldn't I quickly rush, take my profit?
It depends on how much you have made, because if you take position at 980 and it's now selling 920, factoring in the charges, is it enough? Is that why you took position in it? But by the time you get to 1050, at least you'll be thinking about that.
I do not keep saying. Figures don't have emotion.
Do you know what surprised me? We said it last Sunday that Access was just really behind Zenith turnover by 10.74%. And you were looking at like Aquila attack that they may not be able to do it. But they did it. They grew by, we thought they could not grow the temple, but they grew
to nearest.
They grew 27%.
By 700, I think Zenith, if I'm not mistaken, should be around 768
billion.
This one is 971. By so, almost 200 billion naira.
Look. It is clear that no any bank for now in Nigeria can match with Access Bank. And the step they have taken is very clear. is either the other follow the suit or they will just be looking at, because it's assets versus others. They are no longer a Nigerian bank, and they prove it, and they mean it. I have never seen ambitious bank from the day one like Access Bank. And go and check their record. They keep on acquiring, they keep on moving.
And there is no regret.
No regret.
All right, we go to the next one. Consortium Investment released its auditor report to the market in the course of last week. The turnover grew by 14.23%, but there was a decline of 20.75% in the profit after tax and earning per share. However, considering the price of 7.10 kobo, the P/E ratio is 4.15, earnings yield of 24.08%, profit margin 11.73%. I don't know, will you consider this a good report?
It's fair. If you ask me, they have declared the 40 kobo final dividend with their 10 kobo interim, making 50 kobo. But when you look at the result, you discover that there were things that happened and logged the middle line. Their operating expenses grew by 17.4%. Their net fair value loss went up as high as 211%. Then the management expenses also grew by 40.4%. So because that's what happened within the middle line, that is why you see the drop in their bottom line. I think it was fair.
Mala, this kind of stocks, will you advise me, based on this report, to invest in a company or in a stock like Custodian? Though looking at the indicators here, the stock seems to be looking up.
Look, in an environment where we have many insurance companies trading at 20 kobo, 20 kobo, a lot of insurance quoted they are trading at 20 kobo. And this one is not trading at 1 naira, 7 naira. So it's a leader.
Because they do so many other things aside from insurance.
Well, they do so many other things, but the truth of the matter, it proved beyond reasonable doubt that if the others so wish, they can follow the suit. But you cannot be trading at 20 kobo, the other one is trading at 7 naira. There is no comparison. When you are talking of 2 kobo, 3 kobo, 5 kobo, everything.
So, Mala,
this one is telling you 50 kobo.
Should I invest in it,
yes,
based on this result?
Invest in the
or
leader.
Hold on.
No, let me tell you, a leader is a leader. They have demonstrated it. You cannot compare it to the rest. Yes, 7 naira can buy you a lot of the other insurance, but they pay you nothing. This one is paying you interim dividend of 10 kobo with final dividend of 40 kobo.
Because their dividend they loan serve is more, is higher than the price of
so many other insurance. That is why it's a leader. And in any environment, try to be part of the leader.
Aruna, we couldn't do market update. Give me one or two stocks for this week.
We still have FCMB, Fidelity, and FITSE that we are awaiting.
FITSE.
Zulus Badger.
Well, to me, I still believe for the performance. Access Bank is number one. And you can go to the Lafarge because we have seen what they have declared. And the advertisement that I have not declared, have not marked down, take it. If you are looking for the penny stock, RT Briscoe is still not yet right up.
All right. So I want to say a very big thank you to you for staying tuned all through the program, particularly if you are able to call one or two people to join us. And then I want to say a very big thank you to Mala and Aruna. Meanwhile, the mobilization for Association of Avid Shareholders continue. Our next meeting is being fixed for April 23rd. April 23rd. And what we are going to be doing is to appoint our key officers, the president, vice president, secretary, treasurers, PRO, and all the rest. The mobilization starts from there. We are out to effect a change in the Nigerian capital market. I hope sincerely you will come to join us. We round off, but by the special grace of God, we're going to be here again the same time, the same station. Until then, I remain yours sincerely in wealth creation, its accumulation, and preservation. Abayomi Obabolejo. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your week.